Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
Several years ago, one of our members gave a memorable Advent children's sermon. He began with talking about making our homes ready for Christmas, and then he smoothly segued into making our hearts ready for Jesus. And then he held out a doll, and he brought out the manger, the big manger that we use for our Christmas pageant, and he asked one of the kids to put baby Jesus in the manger. "Oh, no," he said. "Look, the manger is full of stuff." And sure enough, it was filled with big crumpled pieces of paper. There was no room for baby Jesus. So one by one, he pulled out the pieces of paper and uncrumpled them so the kids could read the words written on them. "Not helping," said one. "Not sharing my toys." "Saying mean things," said some more. The kids got the point. All our ugly feelings and behaviors have to go. And they enthusiastically ripped up the papers and put them in trash bags and laid baby Jesus in the now tidy manger. And then we all prayed to spend Advent making our hearts ready for Jesus. It was a very engaging message, the kind that makes people confess, "Pastor, I probably shouldn't say this, but sometimes I get more out of the children's sermon than the regular sermon." And I liked it too. Enough that either Pastor Matt or I did it again. But later, I began to think that we had really done a disservice with that children's sermon. Because while Advent is a season of preparing both to celebrate Christ's birth and to celebrate to receive him as he comes again and again to us, the truth is we are entirely incapable of preparing our own hearts. Amen? That's why we need a Savior. You know, as soon as we think we've got that manger cleared out, it fills up again with the same old stuff and more. I was reminded of this again on Thursday as I pondered the sermon while cleaning out the garage. Now, I detest cleaning out the garage because it never stays clean. No matter how I promise myself that it will, that we will never, ever let it get this way again. And I would never have attempted such a Herculean task during the busyness of Advent, except it was so filled with stuff that didn't belong there that I couldn't get at the Christmas decorations. And as I sweated and grumbled, filling trash bags and sorting stuff for Goodwill, I could just feel God's cosmic wink. Now, your garage may be pristine, but I bet you have a closet or a drawer or a shed or a car trunk that fills up the same way, or a relationship that continually falls back into the same dysfunctional rut, a habit or a thought pattern or a prejudice or behavior that is unhelpful, unkind, maybe even destructive. And you have probably tried all kinds of techniques to stop, to change, to free yourself, and yet the trash and the junk comes back into your life again and again and again. And it feels depressing and exhausting and shameful to be caught in some cycle of thought or behavior that you desperately want to break out of, believe you should be able to break out of, and yet you just can't. So that's why in Advent, we need to be very clear that the work of preparing our hearts and our lives to receive Jesus as he comes to us again and again, that work belongs to God, not to us. We are already harried and hassled preparing for Christmas along with the end of the academic semester and the fiscal year. So to be told in church that we have to prepare for Christ's coming or get better at waiting for it, well, that makes Advent just one more thing to do, even a burden. And when Advent is really a surprise and a relief, Christ comes to us without preparation, in the midst of our unreadiness. And Christ doesn't only come at Christmas time, but takes the initiative to come to us every day because God loves us more than we can ever imagine.